This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. For many, the summertime often means beach trips, boating, and a slew of outdoor activities. It's a time to get outside and take in the fresh air, but it also means more sun exposure. And while everyone knows the dangers of too much sun, the rate of melanomas is still on the rise, and myths about sunscreen persist.
So we decided to tackle some common misperceptions of sun safety and look at the best ways to protect your skin from sun damage. So we've invited local dermatologist Dr. Deborah Scarlett to join us here in studio. Dr. Scarlett, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you, Joy.
So just to start off here, let's go over some of the basic facts of sunscreen lotions. You know, how much should you use and how often should you be using it?
So the recommendations are 1 ounce of sunscreen for the whole body. As Ben Franklin said, 1 ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I recommend reapplying it every 2 hours and actually applying sunscreen to sun-exposed areas daily, such as the face, neck, ears, and hands. I recommend an SPF of 30 to 50. And just as a side note, most people don't apply sunscreen thick enough.
Okay, that's interesting. When we're looking at an ounce, what do we mean by that? Like, well, how do we picture that?
A shot glass.
That's what I always hear. Yeah, a shot glass, which seems like a lot of sunscreen lotion. But I mean, if you're applying it more thickly, then I guess that would be what
you
want.
So if you think about it, an 8 ounce bottle of sunscreen should only last you 8 applications. And I don't think any of us, even myself, go through it that quickly.
No, definitely not. So when we're talking about sunscreen, I feel like a lot of the time we use the words sunscreen and sunblock sort of interchangeably, but they're actually different, right?
They sure are. Sunscreens are chemicals that work to actually absorb the UV rays before they penetrate the skin, and sunblocks actually physically block the sun, like titanium and zinc. And you can usually note what those are because they are actually opaque or visible. So that's what the white paste
is. So they're
is.
Opaque, like, on your skin.
Correct.
Okay. Now, which one's better?
They're both good. It just depends on what you're looking for. To get the most broad-spectrum sunscreens, you need both the chemical and physical blockers because some block only the UVA rays, some block only the UVB, and certain areas in between. So that's what broad spectrum means. You want to get the greatest amount of spectrum to block the sun, but not one chemical does that entirely.
So when we're talking about SPF, is that referring to, you know, the chemical blocker, or is that referring to the physical blocker?
It's actually referring to the chemical blocker because SPF it only refers to UVB protection. And most of the chemical blockers protect against UVB. The physical blockers protect more in the UVA range.
Now, when we're talking UVA, UVB, these are both concepts that to me just sound, you know, really far out. I don't really know how to picture UVA and UVB. How do these affect your skin differently?
Okay, so UVA and UVB are both different wavelengths of light that reach the Earth's surface. So UVA, the easy way to remember is that those are the aging rays, and UVB are the burning rays. So most of us notice sunburns, those are the UVB rays. But sunscreens weren't covering UVA rays, and we didn't know that was causing damage because that actually doesn't cause a sunburn. And tanning booths are actually UVA rays. They can cause some sunburn, but not as much as the UVB rays, not as quickly.
So the UVA rays, that's what's going to cause you to get wrinkles, those kinds of things.
Correct.
But are they also what causes, you know, the more, not to be punny, but the more malignant forms of sun damage, cancers and things?
Both UVA and UVB have been shown to cause skin cancers and melanoma.
Okay. So how important is it to wear sunscreen every day? Because some people say, you know, when you're getting a lot of sun exposure, that's when you should be wearing sunscreen lotion. But what you just said, you know, you should always put a little bit on every day. How important is that?
Well, as adults, we don't lay out on a daily basis. We go from the car to the house, and those are little bits of sun that we get every day. And just like hitting something, you hit something enough times, it breaks. That's just like skin cells. If you hit skin cells enough times, eventually they will break. The DNA will become abnormal and a skin cancer can form. Now, it's not good to get a sunburn either, but daily sun exposure also contributes to sun damage and skin cancers.
But it also gives you vitamin D, which a lot of people talk about. When you have sunscreen on, you know, does that diminish your ability to get vitamin D through your skin?
Sunscreen is only that. It's just a screen. It doesn't block 100%. So you are still getting vitamin D production. And there is a rate limiting factor of vitamin D production from the sun. There's a point where your body becomes saturated and cannot make more. And most people, 5 to 30 minutes twice a week, that's what the maximum amount our body can make of vitamin D, depending on your skin tone or skin type.
Okay, so if you have lighter skin, are you getting more vitamin D more quickly? And on that point, if you have darker skin, is sunscreen still important?
It sure is. I see African Americans, Indians with sun damage. Particularly, it's a cultural thing with African Americans and Indians with blotchiness of the skin, unevenness of skin tones. That is actually can be a stigma, the discoloration in their skin. And I've seen skin cancers in African Americans. In fact, Bob Marley died of a melanoma.
I think I knew that. That's really depressing.
It is.
So how high should you go with your SPF? Because some dermatologists have said, you know, those really high sunscreens like SPF 60, SPF 70, those aren't really doing you a lot of good. It's, you know, it's not double the SPF 30.
It is not. In fact, if you have an SPF of 15 or 30, it blocks about 97% of sun rays. And then when you go up to SPF 100, it blocks out 98% of sun rays. So SPF is an imperfect system. So I usually tell people SPF 30 to 50 is a good range.
And that's kind of what I've heard. Is there a danger of using the higher SPFs, or is it more of a – because some people have said, well, you're less likely to reapply. Is it really more of a thing like that?
Yes. Yes, I think it gives people a false sense of protection.
Okay. So there are certain chemicals that people should look for. We're looking for things like zinc. But are there certain chemicals in sunscreen lotions that you should watch out for?
So before we talk about the chemicals in sunscreen, it's important to note that studies have shown that exposure to the sun and ultraviolet light overwhelmingly causes skin cancers and melanoma. And 10,000 Americans die of melanoma per year, and that's one per hour. Skin cancer rates are going up, but people still lay out in the sun. They don't use sunscreens. They're using tanning beds, despite all this information. And there are groups on the internet that rate sunscreens. They recommend not to use certain sunscreens based on unsubstantiated evidence. And one of those is avobenzone, another is oxybenzone, and another is homosalate. These are actually organic molecules, and they were shown to have weak estrogen properties when mice were fed these chemicals. Now, it would take 227 years of head-to-toe daily application for this equivalent dose in a human. So they've extrapolated this. And then another human study showed that the application of 10% solution of avobenzone, which is 67% more than the upper limit approved by the FDA, showed no alterations of estrogen in humans. So they've done studies in humans that shows that it does not alter this. Now, these sunscreens have also been around for 25 years. We've seen no other problems with them. You know, people can be allergic to these sunscreens. That's when I tell people not to use those. I personally use these chemical blockers on a daily basis. I'm not concerned about their estrogenic effects.
But sometimes you hear these stories, specifically at the beginning of the summer, it seems, where a parent has lathered up their kid with sunscreen head to toe. They're applying every couple of hours. They're doing everything they're supposed to. Sometimes they still have these second-degree burns, these third-degree burns. Is that a result of the chemicals that have been in those specific sunscreens, or is it that they were lacking something?
Most likely it's because they haven't been hardened off. Their skin hasn't been exposed to any sunlight. You know, that's when most people get burned, is at the beginning of the season. It's the first nice day. It's 60 or 70 degrees. People go out completely unexposed right after we've been cooped up and went from winter, covered up from head to toe, and then we get sunburned. People don't think they can get burned at that temperature. And even application of sunscreen on a regular basis, it's still just a screen. It doesn't completely block. And if you look at someone's tan lines, you know, they may have put sunscreen on all day, but most people still get tan lines. You can see right there, it's just a screen.
And that's a question. You know, what is the end goal of sunscreen and sunblock? Do you want to be exiting, you know, the beach the same color that you went in? Is that the hope?
Yes. A tan is actually a damage to the cell. It's your body's way of protecting the nucleus or the DNA. Think of it like an umbrella covering the nucleus of the cell. And the more sun exposure you get, the harder your body tries to protect that cell, but it's still getting damaged.
When we're talking about sun protection, you know, we also think of simple things like umbrellas or long sleeves. How important are, you know, those physical blockers?
I actually think those are the most important, and I personally use those as my primary form of sun protection. You know, physically blocking, wearing hats, sunglasses, long sleeves, I think that's much better, and that's less chemicals. So if you are concerned about chemicals, just put on a hat, put on some long sleeves and sunglasses, and you're ready to go.
All right. Well, Dr. Scarlett, thank you so much for joining me here in studio, and I look forward to seeing you out in the sun.
Covered.
Covered.
Thank you, Joy.
Dr. Deborah Scarlett is a dermatologist with Madison Medical Dermatology in Milwaukee. You can read more about sunscreen and sun safety from links at WUWM.com.